Towards the end of his ministry within the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, I was very privileged to be one of the priests that would go over to the Archbishop's residence and say Mass for Archbishop Beeklein when he was no longer able to do that. And that was a very humbling thing for me. I know it was humbling for him, as I'd go over and help him vest, and as we'd gather in his kind of sitting room, and I would celebrate Mass for him and preach to him, just the two of us. And we went through that process together. And the last homily I preached at his residence was on this gospel reading that we hear this evening. And I said to him, as I sat there with the gospel of being told that once you put your hand to the plow to look forward and not to look back, and I said a theme that is often a theme for me. I said, you know, we're in our Christian life, we're ultimately not judged by the things that we have done before. We're not judged by the things that we build. We are judged in terms of our fidelity and our fidelity to what it is that God calls us to do. And he immediately interrupted me and said, I need to hear this gospel. And I thought, well, if you're an archbishop, I guess we can have a dialogue homily. But what he said in that, and he spoke more, but what he said in that was kind of very moving and very powerful for me, because he was at a moment in his life where he was stepping into something which certainly was not the way he intended it to go. The archbishop had some pretty specific ideas about what he wanted to do when he retired. And certainly after 20 years of ministry as a bishop, he was ready to set it down and step away. And he certainly wanted some time for rest, but he also wanted to teach. He intended to go back and live at least part of the year at St. Meinrad and to work once again with seminarians in their formation. He wanted to write and to pick up things that he had set aside many years before when he became a bishop. And at this moment in his life, all of those ideas that he had were no longer possible. And for several years, he had been sick. Initially, just an illness that didn't seem to go away, and then came the cancer. And after the cancer came shoulder surgery. And after that became a real struggle with kind of keeping his balance and dealings with that. And then finally came the stroke. And with that, any notion that he'd be able to do the things he planned were set aside. At the same time, you know, he's looking back at what, well, did I do the right things? And of course, he accomplished a lot as a bishop. He was the only bishop in 50 years that had opened a Catholic school in the inner city. And he opened two of them. And he established a brand new high school for the poorest of the poor. There were a number of things that he did that he could look back on. And yet in this gospel, he heard that his call was not to the ideas that he had had before. It was not maybe to his experiences and wrestling with who may have rejected him. And it wasn't really about what he built or his legacy. That in that moment, with what had been given to him, however much it may have been not what he intended, he was just still called to be faithful, whatever that may be. And I think that has stayed with me in the years that have followed since he's gone. That idea of simple fidelity and being free to embrace whatever it is that is given to us in our lives. St. Paul tells the community that they are called to a freedom. But that freedom is not to just chase after what it is that we want. That freedom is given to us so that we can love. And so that we can love authentically. And I think that it's important for us, no matter where we find ourselves, whether that be young and at the beginning of things, whether that be coming to the later part of our lives and looking back, to remember that no matter what it is that we're doing, no matter what path we think we're on, no matter what regrets we may have, or frustration in the ways things turned out, that in the end, we are simply called to be faithful. To be faithful to what it is that we said we would do. To be faithful in our freedom, in exercising that in a way that we love. And to be faithful in our relationship with who we are before God. So often what we do in our lives gets just too wrapped up in ourselves, in what it is that we want, how it is that we think it ought to be, what path we think we should have been allowed to take. But our fidelity before God really means submitting and opening ourselves to where it is that God chooses to lead us, to the ways in which God wishes to show his love to us, to the ways in which God calls us to serve. And in the end, it's that faithfulness of being who it is that God has called me to be and not who I will myself to be, that we live out faithfully what it means to be a follower of Christ Jesus, to not look back, but to keep our eyes focused on the tilling of the soil, to embrace what it is that God has given us to do, and not create a distance in which we insist that we do what we want to do first, but to simply be faithful, humble, and joyful in our service of the Lord. Amen.